Hare Krishna. Here we are in Turkey, Istanbul, which is the political, economic, touristic hub of Turkey. And when I was talking with Nishima Krishna yesterday, he was saying, yes, Istanbul is Turkey. More or less, there would be no Turkey without Istanbul. And we had a great program yesterday evening. We put up some pictures of those. My camera ran out of battery, so we had to use the telephone, but we'll have some more today, especially of the program. And we also had a very interesting encounter upon our arrival, encounter, experience. Fortunately, it wasn't my experience, but we got here quite nicely. It's only an hour and a half from Budapest, hour and 40 minutes from Budapest to Istanbul. And when we got to the airport, I was really pleased to learn that we didn't need any more visas. Hungarians don't need visas to enter. And that was very nice. But then when we went through immigration, then they stopped Shambihari. And I wasn't really quite clear why they stopped him. He wasn't really quite clear why he was stopped. He had to turn back. And the man wouldn't tell him what the problem was. He wouldn't communicate. Whether he could speak English or not was quite immaterial. But he didn't even try. He just told him, go to passport control. So then Shambihari had to go to another office. And, of course, by this time, myself and Vallabhi Kanta, who also came with us, were standing outside on the other side. And I was trying to figure out what was taking place. And after about half an hour, Shambihari came back with the news that because his passport was about to expire in August, there was a Turkish law that said that if your passport is invalid for 6 months when you enter, then you have to pay a fine of 120 euros. Well, fine, let's pay the fine. That wasn't really the problem, paying the fine. Certainly wasn't on our side. The problem was no one would tell him where to go, or at least they did tell him where to go. They just raised their arms and told him, you know, go in that direction. And what was in that direction, who he was supposed to speak to, what was going to happen, they wouldn't say. And I could see the manner in which the communication was taking place, which unfortunately happens to be the methodology of Turkish airport, immigration, and so on, although Turkish people on the whole are very, very friendly. So Shambihari went that way, and he went between the police and the immigration and Turkish Airlines, and he told me he went to about a dozen people, and everyone was behaving in the same way. No one would listen to him. As soon as they figured out that he had a problem, they didn't want to hear it. They immediately sent him somewhere else, and when he got to somewhere else, he got the same type of treatment. And we were keeping in touch by telephone, and Nishinga Krishna, who was waiting to pick us up, and who works for a freight company that does a lot of business with Turkish Airlines, so he tried to help by phoning some contacts. Basically, Shambihari is getting more and more frustrated by the arrogant, unhospitable, unresponsive attitude that he was getting. Not the type of image you want to give people, and he was dressed as a tourist, or coming in civilian clothes. Not the type of image you want to give tourists about entering a country, because tourists come, well, they come for two things. They come to see things, and they come to see the people. And this type of hospitality, this type of reception, customer care, wasn't exactly what one would have in mind, what one would have accepted. finally, after going left and right and up and down for 2 hours, Shambhari found a manager who was willing to be helpful. And he was. He sent one of Turkish Airlines employees to help pay the fine, and out we were. And of course, I was a little uncomfortable as well, aside from the issue itself, which was sort of a detail, but Shambhari was running back and forth with Radha Damodar and all of Radha Damodar's paraphernalia. The lesson learned is how, you know, they have that saying about first impression is the lasting impression, of the type of impression such an experience gives to visiting guests. People are certainly going to be very disturbed. It's something that they're going to repeat. No doubt Shambhari is going to be repeating it over again. And it's a impression that's really hard to counteract. It will take a lot to counteract such a thing. So when it comes to our temples, our programs, our festivals, any place, time where we're receiving guests, I was taught and reminded that warm reception, smiling, attentiveness to other people's needs, being helpful, and going out of your way. I was going to say appearing to go out of your way, but it's not an appearance, it's a fact, going out of one's way. These things really mean quite a bit, and ultimately, you have to help the people anyway. In other words, you can't have all these people hanging around in the airport with problems. You're not going to camp out there forever. So since you've got to help them anyway, why not help them in a way that gives a good impression rather than one of a bad impression? Obviously, both the immigration department or the government employees or Turkish airline employees haven't really gotten any courses on how to receive guests, how to receive the tourists who are coming to the country. I'm 99% sure that such a thing would never happen, for instance, in Heathrow, where I've been transiting and coming in to the country for, say, the last 40 years. It may have happened about 35 years ago, but it doesn't happen anymore. They have facilitators, people who are just standing there to help, people who come up to you if you just stop and look around for a minute and say, may I help you with something? And then they will help you. If there's a problem, they'll take you to the right place. And if you have a complaint about the type of service you're getting or not getting, then there'll be people who you can put in your complaint too, and who will make sure that you don't get a bad impression, you get a good impression, that England is a nice place to go to, that people are friendly, that they are very helpful, and that is the first impression. So anyway, we'll see. First impression, lasting impression. Banumati, who arranges our tickets and so on, she had talked to Turkish Airlines, and Shambhari's duty going to be is that when he goes, when we leave the country, then goes to the head office at the airport of Turkish Airlines, and we explain our situation and try to get a refund. So it'll be interesting to see what the effects of his original reception will be as to how he's willing to cope with tackling another problem with the same people, or at least hopefully with people who will be open and friendly, like the manager who he finally got help from. So a lesson on receiving guests, on a lesson on customer care, a lesson by what not to do as opposed to what to do. Hare Krishna.